From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Kurdish Peshmerga forces edged toward Mosul from the nearby village of Namar on Thursday as part of the Iraqi military offensive to reclaim the city from Islamic State militants. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters said the militants are retreating from the outskirts into the city. This fighter says, "We did not face resistance from Daesh. They are retreating to Mosul and to Syria. They gave no resistance." Meanwhile, Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said Thursday that the offensive was going faster than planned. South Korea's foreign ministry said Thursday that the government strongly condemned North Korea's latest missile launch. The South Korean Foreign Minister spokesman said that it's a violation of UN Security Council resolutions, regardless of its success or failure. The North test-fired a missile that failed immediately after launch early Thursday, according to the U.S. and South Korean militaries. French President François Hollande said the EU should keep the option of sanctions open against Russia over its role in the bombardment of the Syrian city of Aleppo. Hollande made the comments as he arrived for an EU summit in Brussels. Meanwhile, Russia's humanitarian pause Thursday took effect in the city of Aleppo, allowing for the sick and wounded, along with rebel fighters, to leave the city. The extended length of that humanitarian pause has gone from 8 to 11 hours. A British journalist arrested in Mogadishu while reporting on assignment has been released by Somali security forces, according to his employer, Al Jazeera, on Thursday. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump further extended his campaign narrative that the election process is rigged against him by refusing at Wednesday's final debate to say that he will accept the results of the November 8th vote. Debate moderator Chris Wallace, the anchor of Fox News Sunday, put the question to Trump on the acceptance of the results.
Do you make the same commitment that you will absolutely, sir, that you will absolutely accept the result of this election?
I will look at it at the time. I'm not looking at anything now. I'll look at it at the time.
Let me respond to that, because that's horrifying.
Current lawmakers, including some Republicans, strongly criticized Trump's comments. After the debate, Trump's opponent, Democrat Hillary Clinton, called Trump's refusal an effort to blame someone else for where he is in his campaign. One of the most contentious sections of the debate featured Trump and Clinton sparring over Russia's espionage activities and accusations that they're working to help Trump's campaign. You can see all of VOA's debate coverage at our website at voanews.com. The European Space Agency is uncertain whether its test probe has successfully landed on Mars. It's part of a landmark mission aimed to explore signs of life on the red planet. Lisa Bryant reports.
The first part of the European Space Agency's ExoMars mission has been a success. Scientists began cheering Wednesday as their orbiter began circling the red planet. But at a news conference Thursday at ESA's Space Operations Center in Darmstadt, Germany, Solar Planetary Mission Director Andreas Accumazo said it was unclear whether the Schiaparelli probe had crashed or landed successfully on Mars. So far, ESA scientists have been unable to detect signals from the probe since it entered the Martian atmosphere. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The UN Thursday warned anew of the deteriorating crisis of displacement in Afghanistan as that conflict escalates, imploring the government there and international donors to step up support, especially for the lost generation of children. More than 323 Afghans were internally displaced across the country in the first 10 months of this year. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte declared a separation from longstanding ally, the United States, in Beijing, China, Thursday.
America has lost me. And will I realign myself in your ideological flow, and maybe I will also go to Russia to talk to Putin.
His comments came after he met with Xi Jinping in Tiananmen Square. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.